di sini dulu kebersamaan kita dalam program siaran Bahasa Indonesia. Terima kasih untuk kebersamaannya. Tetaplah bersama kami di Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. Saya Skarsari undur diri. Terima kasih dan sampai jumpa.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon hopes to see more of Indonesia's intangible cultural heritage ICH listed by UNESCO. After attending the inauguration of new officials at the Ministry of Culture in Jakarta on Wednesday, he shared that the Indonesian government is working hard to have more of the country's cultural treasures recognized by UNESCO as intangible cultural heritage.
We will soon form a team for the intangible cultural heritage at UNESCO. The team will be responsible for preparing the necessary documents, since there is a lot of work involved in filling out and reviewing the items and so on.
According to Minister Fadli Zon, the government has already gathered a lot of data on the cultural heritage items and that will be proposed for recognition. Some have been submitted for a long time, while others are newly proposed. However, all of them must first go through a review process.
We're also trying to create a representative list and extension list with other countries. We are aiming to register more cultural heritage items as soon as possible.
Minister Fadli Zon also mentioned that there are a few cultural heritage items that will be fast-tracked for submission. The list of these items will be announced once the review process is complete. Indonesia's Minister of Culture is continuing its efforts to bring back valuable artifacts and historical items that belong to Indonesia. Minister of Culture Fadli Zon shared this in media briefing after the inauguration of new officials at the ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also mentioned that Indonesia will be requesting the return of many important artifacts, one of which is the Pucangan inscription.
Kita berharap nanti kunjungan Presiden ke India juga
We hope that during the President's visit to India, he can raise the issue of returning the Pucangan inscription, which is significant for us as it contains the genealogy of King Erlangga.
Tentang Raja-Raja Erlangga, Empu Sendok,
In addition to pushing for the return of the Pucangan inscription from India, Minister Fadli Zon is also encouraging ongoing discussions with other countries about repatriating Indonesia's valuable artifacts.
Dengan Belanda kita akan memperbarui atau
We plan to update or expand our MOU with Netherlands, discuss options with the UK, and begin studies with Germany. But what's most important is that we're ready to receive these repatriated items.
Tapi yang paling penting kita juga harus siap di dalam menerima benda-benda repatriasi itu.
So far, around 800 valuable artifacts have been successfully returned to Indonesia and are currently being studied and identified by experts. That was Newsline.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listeners and also viewers, wherever you are, welcome back again with Minuka, of course, still in Indonesia today. And, of course, I'm going to give you a wonderful information and also great music to listen to accompany your time. Perhaps if you are in Jakarta right now, you are going home from your office, or maybe you just arrive at home. Don't forget to always check us out at www.voanews.id, our RRI Digital Mobile Application, and of course, RRI Net. I'll be right back with you with more info and also great music to listen. Before that, I would really love to give you something mind-blowing, just like what Isyana Saraswati will say.
Living cool in this wild world. ignore his shot.
At RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do. Where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious. But it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indeed, my listener and also viewers, of course, food is actually the best way for you to know about a place, right? And I've got several places for you in Asia. Asia's places has becoming a star, actually, for a holiday for the European people here to come and visit to Asia. And one, I got several places for you to check out if you are planning to go to ASEAN, have a holiday, and also a great, perhaps you are looking for an experience in Asia, definitely you can have a new year signifies the start of the new adventure. But Asia remains a favorable destination to travel, and beyond the usual bustling spots like Bali, Tokyo and also Bangkok, some of the best places to visit in Asia appears to be hidden gems that burst with culture, history, natural beauty and also pleasant atmosphere. And of course, I've got to give you several places that I've promised. One of them is Sumba, Sumba in Indonesia, to be exact, in East Nusa Tenggara. Sumba is actually named as the best place to visit in Asia in 2025, and Sumba is stand out when it comes to showcasing breathtaking natural wonders. So if you've never been there, you should come and visit Sumba, Indonesia. And there's also Sirgao in Philippines. Among the 7,000 islands of the Philippines, Sirgao shines, and for good reason, of course. Known as the surf capital of the Philippines, this island is more than just waves, it's natural paradise for any adventurer. And if you go to Vietnam, don't forget to visit Da Nang. Here in Indonesia, Da Nang is actually the name of a person, but in Vietnam is the name of a place. You can tuck away in Vietnam. Da Nang offers a black culture, history, and also natural beauty. And this charming city is surrounded by mountains and nestled between the Han River and the East Sea, providing an ethereal backdrop for your adventure. There's also Tainan in Taiwan, and if you are a history buff, of course, you can go head straight to Tainan. As Taiwan's oldest city, it is dotted with ancient temples, fortresses, and traditional markets, all set against its laid-back vibe, of course. If you like to have more vibes in Asia, you can go to Ipoh in Malaysia. Hailed as one of the Malaysia's hidden gems, Ipoh is a heaven for foodies and also architecture lovers alike. And the city is adorned with colonial era buildings, vibrant street art and also stunning limestone caves at every turn. So if you can, if you want to have a nostalgic thing with your friends, your couples or your family, you should go to Ipoh. Next, we have Osaka in Japan, name of the one of the Japan's culinary capitals. Of course, Osaka best defines the perfect blends of modernity and also traditions. And full of exciting things to do, Osaka's atmosphere is complemented by its relaxed local charm. Naan in Thailand. You can take the opportunity to make peaceful Naan your primary destinations in Thailand, of course. It has a very good atmosphere as well for you to relax and also serene. Wat Phu Minh temples blend well with the clear blue skies and also the lush trees, making it a very perfect tranquil escape for you guys. And last but not least, of course, we have Lichang in China. You can step into a storybook setting in Lichang. It's actually a UNESCO World Heritage Site in China, and the city is exclude an ethnic and historical charm that reflects its rich past with 800 years of Song Dynasty's history preserved in the Dian Old Town. Beyond the historic site, Lichang's surroundings are equally captivating with cobbled streets, wooden architecture and canals adding to the ancient atmosphere. So, those are 8 places that you must visit on your list this year to have a holiday with your friends, your family, your couples, your fiance, your well, anyone. Okay, or maybe to have a solo adventure. Who knows, you might love it. I'll be right back with you with more info and also great music to listen, of course. But before that, I will give you our diplomatic corner.
Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey Ahmad Rizal Purnama attended the kickoff ceremony for the 75th anniversary of Indonesia-Turkey diplomatic relations. The event was held at the ambassador's residence in Ankara, Turkey on Tuesday. According to Antara News, the ceremony was attended by key figures and various elements of society from both countries, including Turkey's parliament members, business communities, government officials, academics, and the Indonesia-Turkey Friendship Association. During the event, Ambassador Rizal highlighted the importance of strengthening bilateral partnership in priority sectors, particularly as the two countries celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations. He also emphasized that the partnership between Indonesia and Turkey has tremendous potential to bring significant benefits to their people. The priority sectors, he mentioned, include trade, defense, clean energy, health, and infrastructure. Ambassador Rizal also reflected on the past 75 years, noting that the partnership between the two nations has steadily grown through cooperation in various fields and mutual solidarity during global challenge. This includes providing support during natural disasters such as the 2004 tsunami in Aceh and the 2023 earthquake in Turkey. He underlined that Indonesia-Turkey relations are built on mutual respect, shared aspiration, and a strong commitment to collaboration. He reminded everyone that the historical ties between Indonesia and Turkey date back to the Ottoman Empire, long before formal diplomatic relations were established in 1950. According to Ambassador Rizal, the 75th anniversary celebration served as a stepping stone towards the 100th anniversary of diplomatic ties in 2050. The event also featured the launch of the official logo and slogan for the 75th anniversary celebration. Designed by an Indonesian student in Turkey, the logo symbolizes the close connection between the two nations, despite being geographically distant. The tagline for the celebration, Partnership for the People for the New World, underscored the vision of Indonesia-Turkey relations. It emphasized that this partnership should not only benefit the people of both countries, but also contribute to building a fairer and more prosperous world.
Jiwa kau bebaskan aku. music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's Newsflash. The Malaysian government confirmed that President Prabowo Subianto will meet Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim on Thursday during his working visit to the country. The two leaders will discuss bilateral relations and probe cooperation in new potential fields to strengthen Indonesia-Malaysia relations. The ministry stated that Anwar will also host a luncheon with Prabowo as Malaysia embarks on its new duty as ASEAN chair in 2025. The two leaders are expected to exchange views on strengthening the development of the ASEAN community and regional cooperation, as well as addressing global challenges. That was Newsflash.
This is Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery, and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
Harap menolak, juga aku menjadi nyata. Warung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ijat. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shape with injuk leaves on it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body, because the shape is like there is head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga, because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, Bali or meeting place Kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ica then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Islamic Sacred Mass Day, Islamic Ones, Ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into Heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri Festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kuncen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga,
everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the Green Valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and mounds, like Ijat explained.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Miqraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Toraja. Breathtaking landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. Picturesque villages. Untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. Magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Toraja, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime, a feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind.
What I feel, hold my hand and then feel. Indonesia.
Well, I think it's time for me to signing up from Indonesia today. Thank you very much for all of you already joining us here through www.voinews.id and also RRI Digital and of course RRI Net. I'll see you again next week. Have a great day and love Indonesia. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Siapa yang jadi juaranya?
menjadi juaranya.
Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived at Bungaraya Complex in Kuala Lumpur International Airport, Malaysia on Thursday at around 10 a.m. local time in order to conduct a private visit and have lunch with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permana, in an official statement on Thursday conveyed that during this private visit, President Prabowo is scheduled to meet Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur and will discuss a number of strategic steps